and then still end up in a really positive, fun space. So I think that is an aspect of art that I really appreciate, is that it's so vast and different and there's no wrong answer. Like, you can really kind of make it anything. That's always very fun. And yeah, I think it's just such a wonderful, epic culmination. And also, I love people who are interested in art. I've been surrounded by a lot of artists this semester as I'm in the Fine and Performing Arts module of my program. So I've been around a lot of similar-minded people, and artists are really cool and they're really fun, and they have a real fun way of expressing themselves that I really connect to and I enjoy seeing every day. So that's probably why I'm doing this segment on art this week. But other than that, I still just love it as a form of expression in general. I think it's gorgeous. Anyway, I'm going to play some really, really, really cool music, but you should definitely stick around because next I'm going to be talking about why I love making art, and I'm going to be talking about like what aspects of art that I personally connect to and like to create. So you're going to want to hear it, obviously. And I'm going to be playing some really awesome music. Again, we're still going in with the indie sleaze jazz music. I don't know. It's just my calling this week. I can't help it. It's just what it is. So for now, here is Paranoia by the Marías. Enjoy.
Valentine's Day in the city. Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Wow, 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 wow. That was so fun and cool. That was just Air by Kelly Watch and the Stars. So incredibly cool, so incredibly fun. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University, and you are listening to Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy and excited to be here. I've just had so much jazzy indie music today. It's really cool. Kind of like a coming-of-age movie, which is fine. It totally fits the theme of art this week, which is so fun, and each one of these pieces I've played have so much awesome, amazing artwork and impactful messages intertwined with each of these pieces, so that's really, really cool. And on to today's theme of art. I said I'd talk about some of the art forms I really enjoy creating and doing and participating in. The first one, obviously, is music. Specifically doing this radio show. I think it's so fun and cool and such a really important form of expression for me. I also really think that music and rhythm and patterns and sound in general is really fun. Second, I also love physically creating art. Like, I really enjoy fabric arts, anything to do with sewing, knitting, and crochet. I really love making. Physically creating with yarn using my hands is a really fun activity for me. I like the patterns, and I enjoy the physical sensation of making pieces from string. I also love the creative freedom that the fabric arts gives me. Now that I know a lot of like stitches and so many different forms of fabric arts, I can use my knowledge to create such fantastic pieces that I get to look at or use in my wardrobe or have as art on my wall, which is really, really fun. I also really love making pieces for other people with my fabric arts. I really enjoy the act of gift giving. And I love giving gifts to my friends and family that I love and enjoy. And they always really appreciate my work because I think it's really personal and I get to really design something that I think they would really enjoy. And people have asked me all the time if I would turn my craft into like if I would sell it or like sell any of my pieces that I make because they're pretty cool and a lot of people want to buy them, but I really enjoy giving them as gifts to my friends and family and feel like making a profit off of that would just turn my craft into work, and I really don't want it to ever feel like work. So unfortunately, I will only be giving them as gifts. But if you are one of my lovely friends and family that has received one of my creations, I hope you enjoy and I hope you cherish it. And you're so cool because I love making art. It's so much fun. Oh, and also I love clothing and expressing myself through things that I wear. That's a super fun way to express myself, and that's a little bit more of a new, on the newer side for me. I've really started diving into expression through like clothing and what I wear and fashion and layering and that kind of expression of art form because I think that's a really powerful expression of art and what you wear every single day. Kind of positions you as you're customizing your avatar basically. And I think that's such a fun way to express myself and how I'm feeling in the day-to-day kind of busy life that I live and taking the time to decide what I want to wear every day and how I want to express myself is a really fun form of art for me. Anyway, that's about all I have to say. Thank you so much for listening. I do have to go now. Art is so fun and cool, and art can totally mean anything you want it to be. Creation with intention is art, and art is rooted in authenticity. And also whatever you believe it to be. Thank you so much for listening to my art and hearing my words. It means a lot to me, and I appreciate you for being here and sharing this space with me. Have the best week ever, and I'll be back on Tuesday, 12 to 1, like always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we'll listen to a few more songs before I go, but I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, Katie, here on Raccoon City. Burnaby, here is Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. Bye! Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.